The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're the old when you will not be young.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Memoir by Charlotte Gainsbourg from her album Stage Whisper, and here's The Unthanks with a track from the album Diversions Volume 1, the songs of Robert Wyatt and Anthony and the Johnsons, and the song by the aforementioned Robert Wyatt, it's Out of the Blue.
No need to wipe your feet, the welcome mat's not there, but just take care before you dare to step inside my door. give you shelter, they're open to the air. The upper story's out of reach, the stairs no longer there. Beyond all understanding, you've blown my house apart. You've set me free, you've set me free, you've set me free, you've set me free, you've set me free to let you know. You've set me free to let you know. You have planted everlasting hatred in my heart. You have planted everlasting hatred in my heart.
That definitely wasn't folk music.
Now, for the first two tracks from this show's featured artist, Ellie Makes Music, it's Arms Distance, followed by Home.
But still I won't fall to your feet. As the water rises to your chest, I can offer my hand to you at best. But still I fear so much more, in case it hurts when I fall for you. At arm's distance, you see, won't save me from the light. You hold me at arm's distance, you see, and I'm tired. Whisper words to me all night, and I will be kind with all my might. But I won't believe a word you say. Instead, I'll dream the night away. I can't pull my defenses down. Find me.
light. You hold me at arm's distance.
Next two from Ellie Makes Music are I Am Not What I Am and Mockingbird.
I am not the girl I used to be. I am not what I am. Oh, you can capture me or wait for me to reach the palm of your hand. It's funny how our feelings grow. Seasons change and our reason slow. And I know not what I used to know. And it's strange to be alone. I don't have the answers you expect of me. I don't have the love that you gave to me. Oh, I don't have a thing that you need from me. So lead me back home. A written word burnt in your mind, and someday soon is what I'll never find. This road is long, but I daren't look back to keep my mind on track. Oh, I am not the girl that I used to be. You left behind words that will never leave me. And the past has passed, but I cling to you. And no wonder I feel so blue. I don't have the answers you expect of me. I don't have the love that you gave to me. And I don't have a thing that you need from me. So lead me back home. I don't have the answers you expect of me. And I don't have the love that you gave to me. Oh, I don't have a thing that you need from me. So lead me back home.
Mockingbird mocking me each morning that I wake. I have slept a lonesome night, and with every day forevermore I ache. And you shake the trees and you quake the ground. If I take my leave, would you hold me to the ground? I can hear your call, but you're still hurting me. So let me fall peacefully. Broken one, I can see you there, you're shaking in your shoes. You are not the only one with burdens to bear. On my skin I share your bruise. And I'll shake the trees and I'll quake the ground. I will take my leave and break off every bound. Oh, I still hear your call. You're still scaring me, but I'll let you fall peacefully. Oh, I will let you fall peacefully.
More from Ellie Makes Music later, but now here's Uncle Buffo and his comedy spot. What have you got for us this show, Uncle?
I'm going to play a piece from The Now Show, broadcast on the 17th of February. is John Finnemore talking about militant secularism and the role of religion in modern society after some human rights issues in the small town of Biddeford.
Hush, hush. Whisper who dares. Biddeford Council are saying their prayers. Lord all-knowing, wise and tender, give us this day our day's agenda. Our minutes bless and grant that we get not tied up in AOB. Thank you, Father, who art in heaven. Love Biddeford, which art in Devon. Now that is a documentary reconstruction of what they used to say in Biddeford before the start of every council meeting. But they're not saying it anymore, because Councillor Clive Bone didn't like it. All right, Clive Bone, they said, then you don't have to say it. But Clive Bone didn't want anyone to say it. So they all voted on it, and most people wanted the prayers, so the prayers stayed. The whole thing took 10 minutes to settle, and everyone lived happily ever after. Oh, no, hang on, I'm getting it confused with what would have happened in any sane world. No, what actually happened is that the National Secular Society took Mr. Bone's case to the High Court, arguing that the prayers infringed his human rights. Really? 3 minutes of optional prayers are an infringement of human rights now? In that case, my school was like a Soviet gulag. We had prayers, hymns, carol concerts. Some of them were really boring. And I didn't believe in God either. And so instead of I believe in God the Father, this is true, I used to sing, I believe in Gordon Farmer. Anyway, the Gordon Farmer solution apparently didn't occur to Clive Bone, so off he went to court. And the judge swiftly threw out the human rights argument, hopefully with a muttered, get a grip. However, it turned out that on the purely legal question of whether the council had the power to vote themselves a prayer session, well, no, they can't. And obviously, we can't just let Biddeford Council vote themselves anything they feel like, or the mayor of Biddeford would even now be launching a nuclear strike on Barnstaple. So for that reason and no other, the prayers had to stop after all, which was a shame, but luckily everyone kept it in proportion. The Christian councillors said their prayers before the meeting officially began, and everyone lived happily ever. I've done it again. No, what actually happened was that everyone behaved as if the High Court had illegalised nuns. Eric Pickles called it
chilling
and said,
"The right to worship is a fundamental and hard-fought British liberty."
Well, that's true. It absolutely is. And now the evil heathen High Court has left the Christians of Biddeford literally nowhere to exercise that right, unless you count St. Mary's Church in Biddeford. But that's an Anglican church. What if they're Catholic? Well, I suppose there's the Church of the Sacred Heart, but that's Roman Catholic. What if they're a different type of Catholic? I suppose they could go to the Liberal Catholic Church on Torridge Hill, but if you put those three aside, that only leaves you with the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the United Reformed Church, the Evangelical Church, the Bethel Free Church, the Society of Friends Meeting House, and that is it. I think what I'm saying is it's a pity they had to scrap for prayers, but I also think Christianity can weather this storm. There are 17 Christian services a week in Biddeford. The North Devon Humanist Group meets every fourth Wednesday in the Fremington Parish Hall Annex. Not the whole Parish Hall, just the Annex. And that's why I agree with Baroness Varsi when she says, as she did in her speech to the Vatican this week, that Britain is a Christian country. I think it is. As she says, Christianity is an intrinsic part of the country's history and culture, and besides, 71% of the population tick Christian in the census. That's good enough for me. Even if it's not good enough for Richard Dawkins, who popped up this week to announce that people who call themselves Christians didn't know as much about Christianity as he reckoned they ought to, and therefore weren't Christians at all. Ha! Richard Dawkins is a very clever man who's also a bit of an idiot, and the idea that Christians aren't Christians unless they pass a test set by Richard Dawkins seems to me flawed at best. So, I agreed with Baroness Varsi about that, and I also agreed about what she said about interfaith cooperation. I was basically all ready to write off to join the Baroness Varsi fan club when she rather spoiled things by saying that in Britain,
we have got to the stage where aggressive secularism is being imposed by stealth.
Have we? If we have, I think it's being very stealthy indeed. I mean, too stealthy for its own good. MPs swear allegiance to God, the head of state is defender of the faith, and has she counted the number of churches in Biddeford? She went on to say that what she called militant secularism
demonstrates similar traits to totalitarian regimes, denying people the right to a religious identity.
Poor Baroness Varsity. How she struggles under the totalitarian, secularist yoke as a religious woman who's been made a baroness and a government minister. How she must yearn for a chance to express her religious identity other than being flown out at the taxpayer's expense to make a speech about it to the Pope. Someone should organise a benefit gig for the poor woman. Baroness Varsity, you're not in the least bit threatened by totalitarian militant secularism, as perhaps one of the bishops, whose religion allows him to vote alongside you in the House of Lords, will explain to you one day, perhaps just after the morning prayers with which both chambers of Parliament begin every day, whether Clive Bone likes it or not. And your situation certainly isn't within a million miles of that of a victim of a totalitarian regime. For instance, Shakir Amar, a British citizen, this week reached 10 years of imprisonment in Guantanamo Bay without charge or trial. Let's see if we can get that sorted out, shall we, before we worry too much about the creeping made-up menace of militant secularism, or indeed about Councillor Clive Bone's human right not to have to listen to Biddeford Council saying their prayers. Here endeth the lesson. Thanks be to Gordon Farmer.
You are listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Buffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Well, that's all from me this show. Back to you, Frogs.
Here's Laurie Anderson, and Only an Expert, from the 2010 album Homeland.
Now, only an expert can deal with the problem. Because half the problem is seeing the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. So if there's no expert dealing with the problem, it's really actually twice the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. In America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems. And there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like the pet solution, the hair solution, the debt solution, the world solution, the sushi solution. Companies with experts ready to solve these problems. Because only an expert can see there's a problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. Say you're invited to be on Oprah, and you don't have a problem. But you want to go on the show, and so you need a problem. And so you invent a problem. But if you're not an expert in problems, you're probably not going to make up a very plausible problem. And so you're probably going to get nailed. You're going to get exposed. And you're going to have to bow down and apologize and beg for the public's forgiveness.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem.
The shows that try to solve your problems. The big question is always, how can I get control? How can I take control? But don't forget, this is a question for the regular viewer. The person who's barely getting by. The person who's watching shows about people with problems. The person who's one of the 60% of the U.S. population. 1.3 weeks away. 1.3 paychecks away from a shelter. In other words, a person with problems. So when experts say, let's get to the root of the problem, let's take control of the problem, because if you take control of the problem, you can solve the problem. Often this doesn't work at all because the situation is completely out of control.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
sometimes experts lend you money. And sometimes they lend you lots of money. And sometimes when the subprime mortgages collapse, and banks close and businesses fail, and the crisis spreads around the world, sometimes other experts say, just because all the markets crashed, doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing. And other experts say, just because all your friends were fired and your family's broke and we didn't see it coming doesn't mean that we were wrong. And just because you lost your job and your house and all your savings doesn't mean that you don't have to pay for the bailouts, for the traders and bankers and the speculators. Because only an expert can design a bailout, and only an expert can expect a bailout.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
When it's really, 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 really hot, and it's July and January, and there's no more snow, and huge waves are wiping out cities, and hurricanes are everywhere, and everyone knows it's a problem. But if some of the experts say it's no problem, and if other experts claim it's no problem, or explain why it's no problem, then it's simply not a problem. But when an expert says it's a problem, and makes a movie about the problem, and wins an Oscar about the problem, and gets the Nobel Prize about the problem, then all the other experts have to agree, it is most likely a problem.
'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
And invade another country and flatten it and ruin it and create havoc and civil war in that other country. If the experts say it's not a problem and everyone agrees they're experts and good at seeing problems, then invading those countries is simply not a problem. And if a country tortures people and holds citizens without cause or trial and sets up military tribunals, this is also not a problem. Unless there's an expert who says, this is the beginning of a problem.
'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. 'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
Only an expert can see there's a problem, and seeing the problem is half the problem. 'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem.
Now it's Serge Gainsbourg and Comic Strip with, I think, Brigitte Bardot.
Viens petite fille dans mon comic strip, viens faire des bulles, viens faire des
whip, des clip, crack,
des
bang.
Des
zip, shabam, pow, blop, whew.
J'distribue les swings et les uppercuts. Ça fait,
flam,
ça fait,
splash,
et ça fait,
stop,
ou bien,
bon,
ou parfois même,
zip, shabam, pow, blop, whew.
Viens, petite fille, dans mon comic strip. Viens faire des bulles, viens faire des
whip,
des
clip.
Des
zip, shabam, pow, blop, whew.
Viens avec moi par-dessus le building. Ça fait
whing
quand on s'envole et puis
cling.
Après quoi je fais
ça fait
boing, shabam, pow, plop, whew.
Comic strip, viens faire des bulles, viens faire des
whip,
des
clip, crack,
des
bang,
des
plop,
et des
zip, shabam, pow, blop, whew.
N'aie pas peur, bébé, agrippe-toi. Je suis là,
crack,
pour te protéger.
Chac,
ferme les yeux,
crack,
embrasse-moi.
Slack, shabam, pow, blop, whew, shabam. Shabam, pow, blah, whiz.
Now back to our featured artist, Ellie Makes Music, and the first two songs are Speak, followed by Strength of Your Arms.
You don't practice to me. Who am I to give my soul to you for free? And now your flame is gone, and darkness reigns your heart, and you will live. Searching for your heart, 'cause you speak on and on and on and on and on, and you don't speak no more. What I've never known, and who am I to want to save your mind from it all? And I'm not afraid to cry, to let you understand, but still my eyes stay dry. No more. Lord help, save what he stole. If you're above me now, why can't you take control? I'll disguise myself to hide away from me, 'cause the perfection is beauty to you, but imperfection's all I see. 'Cause you speak on and on and on and on and on, you don't speak no. You speak on and on and on and on. The sun will warm my skin when your arms cannot be found, and sleep will come too soon when your arms aren't around. I will weep into your shoulder, pull me closer, my friend. I'm scared that I'm going to fall. We are all alone, despite the company we keep. And we wait before falling to our knees. Pray for forgiveness for the strength of your arms to take me back once more. I am older but no wiser, and I stand lost in the dark. I am weaker, but no closer to finding that spark. And I pray for the light, but no light ever comes unprepared for whenever I fall. 'Cause we are all alone, despite the company we keep. And we wait before falling to our knees. Pray for forgiveness for the strength of your arms to take me back once more. Eyes, let sleep swallow me whole, and dive into oceans. Oh, fly high from the cold, and you whisper sweet. With no meaning at all, and you hold me once more, and willingly I'll fall, 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 'cause we are all alone, despite the company we keep. And we wait before falling to our knees. Pray for forgiveness for the strength of your arms to take me back once more. Oh, take me back once more.
The last two songs by Ellie Makes Music are The City and then ending with the lights.
Darling, you turned away before giving me your final goodbye. Oh, darling, what is there to say? I'm lonely, but I know you don't feel the same. So just kiss me one final time. Say you'll miss me. If you don't, that's fine. So just wish me a happier life. So just kiss me and say goodbye. Darling, now my long lost friend, I am holding on to your memory again. Oh, darling, hear the whispers I send, the melodies for you playing in my head. So just kiss me one final time. Say you'll miss me. If you don't, that's fine. So just wish me a happy life. So just kiss me and say goodbye. And I will reach for the bright lights of the city. And I will run to them when I can, my love, you'll see. And I will reach the heart of a man of the city. Don't give me pity, I'm not as weak as I seem. So I'll head for the city. So just kiss me one final time. Say you'll miss me. If you don't, that's fine. So just wish me a happy life.
Turn on the lights and leave me alone. I feel your hand tight, gripped on my throat. You say you're leaving, and I wish I knew why. You say you're tired of believing. Well, darling, as am I. Burn that bridge that takes me home. Cut me off from all I've known. Oh, will I ever be anything but low? Oh, will I ever be good enough to love? I've been waiting for God knows how long. You say I'm changing, but it's just hard to keep strong. I feel like leaving to never look back. I'd say I'm tired of dreaming, but that would be a lie. Burn the bridge that takes me home. Cut me off from all I've known. Oh, will I ever be anything but low? Oh, will I ever be good enough to love?
Now a track from The Hobbit's 1968 album, Men and Doors, The Hobbits Communicate, called Strawberry Children.
Mind. Peace. Is there something
Now, the Anarchy Steering Committee, and I Think My Teletubby Is Gay.
I think my Teletubby is gay. I think he does horrible things to me while I sleep. I think he has wild sex parties with my other Teletubbies while I'm at work. I think he likes to wear women's clothes. I think he wanders the streets at night, hanging out in bathhouses and wine bars and bistros. I think he volunteers at a glory hole for the homeless several nights a week. I think he hates sports, cursing, and pork cracklings. I think he stares at me in the shower. I think he's a vegetarian and not for health reasons. I think he urinates sitting down. I think he listens to classical music and operas of his own volition. I think he likes votive candles. I think he collects Limoges. I think he's still mourning Princess Diana. He probably thinks the Backstreet Boys are dreamy, and Matt Damon is creamy. I think he dances like the wind. I think he sings like an angel. I think he dreams of San Francisco. I think he's a Democrat. I think he listens to Belly Puddle. I think my Teletubby is gay.
And I just have space for Moondog and Be a Hobo.
Be a hobo and go with me from Hoboken to the sea. Be a hobo and go with me.
If you have been, then thanks for listening.